cartoons and they tell you how the bill becomes a law. Remember all those cartoons with the songs in them on Saturday mornings? You were a little kid. You'd actually learn some civics in government. Now the floodgates are open to drag queen story time and just absolute insanity. So, you got to feel for these kids out here now. See you guys after the top of the hour.
Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Network. Now let me cover this Q stuff real quick. So yesterday, okay, it had been since August 1st, 2019, there was a Q drop 3570, and it was talking about Coates, Dan Coates, and all this stuff, C before D. And so then yesterday there was a test, okay, it's on the QAnon.pub. And then security configuration testing, Department of Defense routing. Okay, so they're throwing the Pentagon in here. All right, then another drop, video of an American flag waving in the wind on a YouTube. And then you've got a couple tweets that Q put out. Okay, one of them is from this character named Wyatt. It's got a picture of Kurt Russell with a cigarette hanging out his mouth. Let's see, here's what it says. Veteran mob prosecutor John Durham was not appointed by A.G. Barr. Durham served as interim U.S. attorney since October 28, 2017, after Sessions appointed him. Coincidentally, the same day Q began posting. President Trump nominated Durham as U.S. attorney on November 1st, 2017. So you're looking at 2 years later. And it says, F me. It's happening. And then you can read a whole bunch of different tweets that people, you know, in this thread, you know. So this is the latest. Now Q is back on, okay? So now I'm turning Trump's tweets on, okay, on QAnon.pub. And basically, he's really tweeting a lot of stuff of Mark Levin's, okay? Senator Todd Young, just Representative Jim Jordan, the big UFC fight that Trump went to last night at Madison Square Garden. And so Trump tweets out, "Great fight, champ," okay? And Tim O'Brien, so Jorge Masvidal, who beat somebody up last night, said, "No matter what your views on as Trump as president, the guy's a bad MF, man." And that was the champ talking about Trump. And so there's Trump's been busy on Twitter. I mean, hell, a lot of Twitter activity. And you know, some of these folks that really get into, you know, the serial brain two people and on all this stuff, they really get into decoding Trump's tweets now very, very meticulously. Ken asked if I heard about a loose nuke in Tel Aviv in the last 48 hours. I have not. But I wanted to read a little bit of this, and this is on Jim Stone, okay? Trump leaving New York, and I've got and the caller, I'll get you just give me a minute. Putting it all together, here's why. Trump leaving New York. New York, probably the most Jewish infiltrated city on the planet. Tel Aviv does not qualify for this because there's no infiltration there. Trump got harassed to death in New York after becoming president, and the tax return item was likely the last straw. If he leaves New York, he's out of their jurisdiction. That's that. Lots of top-level politicians are saying good riddance and don't let the door hit you, but the reality is the reverse. Having Trump stay and then leave would be far better for the everyday New Yorker. Anyway, the Jews own that town. Let them make it what they want. There's a conspiracy rumor going around, all the Israelis setting off nukes in their embassies tomorrow, but I doubt it'll happen. We're not there yet. Remember my report, nuclear blackmail from 7 years ago? That's doing the rounds again via someone else who has noticed that the Israelis have abandoned a lot of their embassies around the world. There's also a fact that the Israeli embassy in New York is the most radioactive location in the city. Gee, I wonder why. Actually, no, I don't. The problem with tomorrow for a date on this, however, is that the Israelis frequently vacate embassies in return and nothing has happened yet. Then again, the problem with tomorrow is that nicely done photo of Trump with top government and military officials sitting at a table with the receiving end of al-Baghdadi's State Department link ripped out of the table and laying it in the open. And so there are people reading into that photo there. And, you know, there's so much that people read into this stuff. This means the axe is going to fall because clearly Trump just can't let this sit and will not let this sit with a photo like that released. It's a doozy. Available in the MSM nowhere. Some people are also theorizing that Trump is leaving New York due to the nuclear threat, but I doubt that. The timing fits the tax situation a lot better. Some people are also additionally, if the Jews were going to nuke New York, there would be a mass exodus beforehand, and that's not happening as far as I know. But then again, there was that vaccine issue with the New York mayor. Perhaps that was to front a reason for an exodus that was never reported, like that Trump photo never got reported. If they were leaving, how would we ever know when they own virtually everything that would ever report it? One thing's fairly certain. If Trump manages to actually start jailing people over Baghdadi, as he could, he has them nailed now, something big is going to happen and it won't be impeachment. Trump has thus far managed to evade getting killed, so Pelosi and gang might have given up on that and opted for a nuclear option. That reminds me, everyone is skeptical of the Deagle report saying America's population will be reduced by 200 million before 2025. That's not far flung at all, and here's how it could happen. This has been a major report on this site since 2012. All America's nuclear facilities are sitting on about 20 times as much spent fuel as they were designed to handle. The original system for this was static safety. The fuel pools were so huge that even with no cooling systems, the few cores they were supposed to have would never cause a problem. They just sit there doing basically nothing. However, with 20 times the fuel load, If all cooling was lost, they'd boil off and burn. The end result would be about as bad as 20 Fukushimas times 200 nuclear facilities. And this is precisely why the left has succeeded in preventing American nuclear facilities from recycling that fuel and almost entirely from moving it to a safe location elsewhere. It was an act of war, the ultimate kill shot for the United States. If the left decides that it's going down, Israel's version of Stuxnet, which was tested at Brown's Ferry to make sure it would work before Fukushima was done, is likely an enormous number of American nuclear facilities awaiting the command to activate. Obviously, there were patches for this virus, but what about Operation Talpiot and rewriting things to make the unknown about it again? Given this scenario, I'd say the Deagle report might be a bit more insider than stated. If the communists can't get America into the new world order, they're very likely to pull their nuclear disaster they have been setting up since 1980 and turn the United States into a nuclear hell zone. That would get the population reduced by 200 million, no sweat. All right, so let's see here. Let's take, who we got? Let's take Alan in Texas. Sorry for making you wait, Alan. Come on up.
That's no problem, Robert. Hey, I'll be quick here. You talking about the politics, you know, are they playing games with us? Or just chalk this up to coincidence. Something about Tulsi Gabbard's name always bugged me. And so I sat down and kind of cogitated on it for a while. And I was like, well, I'll just spell it backwards and see what happens. And I'll jump off and you tell me what you think. Just coincidence, or are they playing games with our mind?
Yeah, well, I covered that some months ago. I slut.
Oh,
Grab bag, I slut.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah. Grab bag, I slut. But if you go onto a YouTuber, his name's Transpocalypse Now. Okay, you know she's a Hindu. Did you know she's an active practicing Hindu?
Right.
He gets into this temple prostitute system, male temple prostitute system in India called they're called Hijras, Hijras, Hijra, and this guy makes a pretty convincing argument. Now I'm not saying that he's spot on. I'm not saying Serena Williams is a dude either. I'm not saying Michelle Obama's a dude either. But what I'm saying is he makes a pretty good case for it. That Tulsi, I slut, might be genetically male. It might be a Hijra, a Hindu Hijra, one of these temple prostitute types. And so, you know, I'm just putting it out there. And yeah, I did that word scramble on her a while back. And because she's always rubbed me in a funny way. Great foreign policy as far as the Middle East, but as far as domestic policy, left wing coup, Marxist, just like everybody else. So.
Well, then I didn't hear that in that show. I must have missed that part of it, but I bow to the master. Thanks, Robert. Yeah, good night.
All right, have a good one, man. Take care. Yeah. As soon as I saw that video on Transpocalypse Now, and that was probably a good year ago, maybe. But I cover that, and she or he or whatever, Tulsi, she got a deep voice. Listen to her voice too, and you'll see that might be. The case. I don't know. You don't want to burn bread on anybody and say they're a transgender. Maybe they just got some, you know, masculine hormone thing going on. And there's a lot of hormone and endocrine disrupting going on in our society. So men are being feminized and women are being masculinized. So some of that could be the case as well. She could be genetically female, just with a big hardcore viral load of testosterone. I don't know. but let's see here. But back to Michelle Obama real quick in this white flight thing, because this is a third rail. And so, you know, these poverty pimp black Marxist Democrats, they show you how really they use their own people as pawns here in this big game. Okay. And I mean, the smears that go on against anybody, I mean, look, Kanye West he's a mental case in certain ways. He's caught up with this Kardashian family. you know, you got him on stage talking about it, how he sold his soul and it was a really crappy deal for a few toys and a happy meal and all this crap. You know, you got your demonic contracts that happen with these people once they join that uber wealthy club, his mom dying of strange circumstances, getting some plastic surgery, and that's the whole sacrifice angle. When you look at, you know, some of these people, I'm not saying that, you know, that's all necessarily true, but it's angles that people research. But the way he's being thrown under the bus by, you know, these people in the industries, whether it's sports, entertainment, whatever, it's like they have to maintain this lock on ideology for black people. And when one of them steps out of line, you know, like a Ben Carson, gosh, the way that he got crucified, excoriated by his own fellow people, it's really sick to watch, you know. And I've been watching these black conservatives, you know, if you followed World Net Daily for any period of time, I've been following them for a long time. You know, your Star Parkers, your Walter Williams, and all these, you know, black folks that have been, you know, staunch, basically constitutional kind of, you know, limited government, founding fathers vision type. They get their Uncle Toms, and they, you know, they've been thrown, Larry Elders, you know, Jesse Lee Peterson, they've been thrown under the bus their whole lives for basically not being on the Marxist NAACP Communist Party created little niche for them. And so watching this happen and then watching these people vote year after year for the same policies and so forth, it's disheartening. It really is. And the lock that the LeBron Jameses have on people's minds, you know, this whole dust up with China, this kind of thing with Shaquille O'Neal basically defending free speech, and then LeBron James and some of these other characters bowing to the commissars over in China. You know, China is on the ascendancy as far as power in the world, and we realize this has been the design. Kissinger and these characters said that this was going to be their century. They built this whole thing up. I mean, they make the cheap goods, they pollute their own people, their organ harvesting. I mean, I was watching a Newsbud, Sybil Edmonds clip the other day, and it was talking about how many Syrian children have been harvested of their organs since this destabilization program started on Syria. And a lot of these people are Turks doing this to the Syrians. You know, these people, you know, the people that put out this front of Islam, what a beautiful and loving religion it is, and the Muslims just treat each other so great and blah, 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 blah. That's all bogus. They're just as cutthroat as anybody else in the world, or maybe even more so. The man's inhumanity to man in the Islamic world is the big secret that the Marxist targ left doesn't want to tell you about here in the United States. Anything that's not white and Christian and male is just beautiful. But when you look at the treatment of women, the treatment of animals, especially the dog, the canine, man's best friend, and what a large swath of the Muslim world, how they treat dogs, that right there will tell you that there's something off the rails with this religion. When Muhammad says basically in one of the hadiths that if you have a dog in the house, the angel of the Lord's not going to enter your house. What kind of kooky theology is that? Knowing how loyal dogs are to man, when people run off the side of the road and get killed and the dog sits there in the freezing cold and rain and everything, and it won't leave that spot where his master was killed. And you want to tell me that freaking the angel of the Lord doesn't love dogs? You need to be smacked in the face. You need to be a reality slap right across your face. It's sick. The dog is one of the most beautiful creations that God ever gave mankind. And these people with the goofball, cockamamie, 7th century barbaric ideology that says God doesn't like dogs, your God is a nut. Your God is a demon to tell you that. Anyway, I got off on a rant there, but I'm really passionate about dogs. When some religion wants to tell me that basically, you know, God doesn't like dogs or whatever, I mean, it's retarded as hell. Greenwood, Colorado. So, some guy rips off. Where's this article? Okay, this is on Westword. Okay, so. A guy, Greenwood Village owes zero after SWAT team destroys this guy's house. So more than 4 years after a SWAT team completely destroyed a Greenwood Village home in pursuit of a suspected Walmart shoplifter, Robert Seacat, who took refuge inside and refused to leave for nearly 20 hours, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has determined how much compensation the community owes homeowner Leo Letch, who filed a lawsuit over the matter. Nothing. The 10th Circuit opinion issued on October 29th, and I'm sure all you guys have seen this, and accessible below, affirms the district court ruling that also rejected Letch's contention that these actions violated the takings clause of the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and Article 2, Section 15 of the Colorado Constitution. Judge Nancy L. Moritz, writing for the majority, decided otherwise because, in her view, the defendants' law enforcement actions fell within the scope of police power, and actions taken pursuant to the police power do not constitute takings. So basically, a guy got pursued into this guy's it was just freaking shoplifting, okay? So they pursued him, and the guy holes up in this dude's house, okay? So all hell broke loose shortly after. The tools used to dislodge Seacat, who was armed and reportedly fired at officers, included 40-millimeter rounds, explosives, tear gas, flashbang grenades. And so basically what they did was they completely destroyed this dude's house to go after a shoplifter. And then what they're saying was that the police don't have to compensate the guy for the damage done to his house. This is the United States. So everybody wants to talk about, you know, liberals and conservatives and this, but look, this court system, this bar system is out of control. Okay. And so they're basically saying the police are immune. They can go destroy your house looking for a shoplifter and basically wreck your entire house, and then they don't have to pay you anything. This is your servitude. This is what you live under in the United States. Very crazy. Let's move on to I've been listening to a lot of different hosts on talk radio, and they're talking about John Brennan. Okay, and this the head of the CIA now, Gina Haspel, and how tight her and John Brennan were and are. Okay, so basically, we're looking at this thing where John Brennan is still in charge of the Central Intelligence Agency with all the stay-behind networks and everything else. This guy, Fordham University, hardcore, you know. Him and Trump both went to Fordham, the Jesuit University in the Bronx there. Trump did 2 years, and I don't know if Brennan went his entire 4 years, but I've always had my eye on Brennan as something more than just a Jesuit University guy. I think he's somewhere up an apparatchik in the order itself. And when you get into the history of the CIA and its predecessor, the OSS, and you get into Wild Bill Donovan, and you get into all these characters. That's why, like Dr. Pachinik, Steve Pachinik, and some of them call the CIA Catholics in Action, Catholic Intelligence Agency. So it's kind of like been under the sway of the Vatican for a long, long time. And we know that basically the money changer power in the United States is massive as well, the Kosher Nostra power. But we can't ever disregard the power of the deep state, so to speak, of the Vatican. And anybody that does, I think you're doing yourself a big disservice. All right, this back and forth between the elders of Zion and the Jesuits, and when you read the protocols, you know, the Jesuits are mentioned in there, and this kind of formidable foe kind of posture. And so we have to keep our eyes on that. So I was listening to Matt Bracken, this Navy SEAL guy, and he does some every so often he does an hour on Alex Jones. And he had a guest on, and I can't remember the name, but they were talking about how many patriots or white hats are basically left in the alphabet agencies, and especially the intel side of the house, and how many white hats versus, bad actors. And the guy had a pretty pessimistic view, the guest, it made me wonder, because when I first got on the air, I was always talking, and just be like, hey, I know you guys are listening. When are you good guys going to act and, act to save this country and save us from, going off the cliff into some freaking global, mishmash of corporate cronyism and communism that is going to cover the entire world. And this Mark of the Beast stuff, it's coming fast. This real ID stuff, and it's going to take one big kind of upheaval for these guys to try to implement this biometric identification, biblical level crap, and they're going to try to foist it on us. And so this is one of those things where once this happens, once the system, financial system, they collapse it, or they want to make it seem like it's collapsing on us, so they can bring us this new biometric tracking, financial, everything system all in one. Just get it right there, and your whole life's ahead of you. And we're gonna upgrade your brain. You can go to the nearest kiosk at the mall and get you a bunch of those Tesla wires sewn into your brain. Just sit there for, 10 minutes, and next thing you know, you'll have powers like Neo in the Matrix, Kung Fu all of a sudden. But this is all coming our way very quickly. And unfortunately, I don't see Trump as a major stumbling block in this arena. He seems to be on board with this corporate side of the house that's really pushing the bioengineering angle. And like the caller from Washington earlier was talking about the Tesla level stuff and this and this. Now look, this could be smoke and mirrors, and Trump could be a person that doesn't want to see the organic human go by the wayside and play this, Artelect upgrade game. I don't know yet. It's hard to say, but as far as on the surface right now, it does not look like Trump is going to be a stumbling block to this agenda. But how many white hats are left in this system versus black hats? And they went into how you get promoted in these federal agencies into the pecking order and how you get good jobs and all this. And it seems like you can't have any patriotic tendencies hardly at all, or you're going to get blackballed, and you're going to be a low-level minion. And on all the ladder climbers, and I see this in my personal life, in my professional life, these ladder climbers, they have zero self-awareness. They have zero ability to discern between a decent order versus a slimy one, or they can't see the fact that people building their own little fiefdoms within departments and things of this nature. A lot of people are just, they're willing to do whatever it takes to get promoted, blah, 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 and they don't care about right or wrong or anything. So we've got a lot of our fellow citizens that are completely asleep at the wheel here. See you guys on the other side. Anybody up there? He's taking us first.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Half hour of the broadcast coming your way. You know, I was looking into this Vindman character, the Vindman twins, okay? National Security Council, not natural born citizens. You know, it reminded me back to this general back in the 90s under Clinton. His name was Shalikashvili. Any of you guys remember General Shalikashvili? I'm like, how the hell is all these people not natural-born citizens of the United States? How the hell do they get fast-tracked? And then this guy's got such a rough accent. And I was just getting out of the military when I kind of became cognizant of this guy. But I'm like, how the hell does this guy make it all the way to be head of the Supreme Allied Commander and Joint Chiefs of Staff and all this? And this guy's not even a natural-born citizen. And this is what reminds me of this Vindman characters. These guys are in the National Security Council, and the guy's not even born in the United States. Ukrainian born, and then he's supposedly the guy that's going to, you know, blow the whistle on this phone call, which there's a train. I mean, the whole thing is a hot mess, but it shows when you've got this empire mentality that you people like this get fast tracked and high positions, and it's just like, it's just baffles, like, you know, a normal American citizen like myself. You read up on this Shali Kashvili guy. It's very, very interesting. His father was a prince and all this stuff, just strange stuff. And he came from Georgia, you know, where Stalin was originally from, and this whole thing with the Soviets, and very interesting stuff. But under Clinton, he makes it up to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Anyway, but it reminds me of this Vindman character. But let's take Frank in North Carolina. What's up, Frank?
Oh, man, I called in to ask you about 5G, but is it a possibility maybe that Vindman is a Jew?
I don't know. He looks like a creep, and you his little fat cheeks, his little goofy glasses, and he's got his little army uniform on. He reminded me of a pedophile somehow, some way, but that's just me.
They were showing him one night.
Ken said he heard he was. So I don't know.
Yeah. I guarantee he's a Jew. But yeah, I agree with your observation. I heard from several different sources that he was. I think he probably is. I agree though with your observation. The crap rises to the top. I mean, look at Alex Jones. You know, he's the top he's the top dog in the alternative media. The sociopaths, the one that have that focus on, you know, they have a goal that they want to attain, and it's all about self-interest, right? They're either feeding their ego, or they want to get rich, or they want power, or whatever. I'm sure they see it in the field of law enforcement and everything else. But it's a fact that corporations actually in their pre-screening psychological testing and everything, for at least for the executive level positions, they actually look for people that have sociopathic tendencies. You know, that's seen as a good quality. And that's the society has come up in America.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over. And it doesn't matter what industry or what. It's like this, it's like cutthroatness is like a thing of, it's a desirability trait. This is the guy that's going to get it done, and we don't have to worry about, scraps falling off the table or whatever. He's going to get it done, and he's going to do it, and he's going to accomplish the mission. And the hell with the drones out here. We can lose a few of them here or there, no big deal. But we want the guy that's going to be able to kick butt and blah blah blah, maximize our profits and grind the face of the little guy if we need him to. And he's going to sleep well at night.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're not hindered. They're not hindered by, conscience.
Conscience.
Because that slows you down. When you have a conscience and you're always wondering, how is this going to affect innocent people, or how is this going to affect the little guy, or, am I abusing my workers?
That's a sign of weakness.
Guys, they don't care about any of that.
Yeah, that's a sign of weakness. Yeah, that's a sign of weakness in our society. You know, and this is... And unfortunately, in this epoch of history we're living in, it's almost predictable that it would be this way. And it's always been this way. I mean, think about the Carnegies and the Rockefellers and how they made their amassed their wealth and so forth. There's nothing new under the sun. But at the same time, for guys like you and I, it still turns your stomach, and you still realize that, you know, justice is a when it comes to dealing with people like this, justice is a laughable concept to these people. Decency, empathy, that's all you're a wussy if you have empathy, or you're like that's a character flaw. It's actually a flaw in your character.
Right, and you're right. Yeah, all those vast fortunes that were built, the Carnegies and all that, it's over a bunch of dead bodies and the abuse of a whole lot of, you know, just regular people. But at least there used to be an illusion that you were supposed to be a good guy and good guys were admired. Now all that's out the window. You know, it's, do you win or not? Are you a winner? Do you win every time? Or have you won as much as this other guy? It's not about how you play the game. It's whether you win or lose. That's the American way, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Dog eat dog, race to the most shallow position, the most debased and shallow, non-thinking, just cut your own mom's throat if you have to get to the top type mentality. And this is an indicator to me that how far along we are towards basically going over the edge. And, you know, like I was telling, you know, the audience earlier when I first jumped on the air, I was like, look, man, don't get caught up when this thing starts to unravel. Don't get caught up trying to take out some low-hanging fruit. You know, all of us that listen to RBN and our kind of fellow travelers in this world of ours, you know, if you're going to do something, man, make it worthwhile. Make sure you get yourself a nice piece of, you know, filet mignon. If you're going to go out and with a bang, don't do it on a low piece of, you know, some local cop that's trying to kick down your door. Do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have to start thinking like we're on a battlefield, and it's like, look, who's the people calling the shots? Who's the people that are manipulating these people's minds? Who's the ones that are weaponizing our fellow citizens against us? These are the people that we really need to start, you know, taking their names down and studying and making our lists, because those are the movers and shakers of the ideology, and who's programming these zombie drones out here that are going to be acting a fool out in our streets.
Yeah, you said there was a guest. What was he, a former Navy SEAL? And he was asked about how many white hats there are still on the inside.
Yeah. And he was pessimistic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Then he's a realist. He's being honest then.
Yeah. I mean, you want to think that there's still a bunch of people like our age or so forth that somehow got the download from the founding fathers as far as just, you know, limited government, private property, free speech, firearms, free enterprise, that sort of thing. Hands off government, off the individual as much as possible. But man, they've turned these dummies that are walking around amongst us into some real idiots, I tell you.
Hey, one other thing. I was listening early this morning to RBN, and it was rebroadcast early morning of the guy that does Saturday nights, the guy with the English voice, British voice, or whatever accent.
Yeah.
And he was talking about 5G. And, you know, I had heard earlier this week that Mike Clegg, the former CEO of Microsoft Canada, had said that 5G was not safe. He went on the record saying that. And this guy was reading a bunch of other studies that have been done, like from the Scientific American and some other things. And they're really, you know, 5G, and I know a lot of things are not safe. I mean, wireless internet in your house, and I'm sure there's all kinds of things. But, you know, 5G is basically microwaves. And he was talking about, you know, some of the ramifications that are going to be health-wise. It wrecks the immune system, according to one of the studies he was reading.
Screws, jumbles up your
DNA.
It
damages the cornea. It's probably going to cause a lot of skin cancer because it goes into the skin and acts like a microwave. So, it's going to happen. So I don't know why people say, well, they're just jealous or they've got some other, conflict or something, but it's going to happen. I mean, Trump's pushing it. It's very important to Trump for some reason. They're pushing it. It's going to happen. So why would these people, waste their time going out and going on the record and saying, look, you're going to regret this? Why would they do that if it's going to happen anyway? Nothing that you or I say or the CEO former CEO of Microsoft is going to stop it. They're going to do this. This is very important to them for some reason. They want us to have faster internet. And I think it's, you know, I'd like to ask these people, is it really going to improve the quality of your life? When you eventually die, if you have a last moment star, you're going to be thinking, thank God, at least we got 5G, you know, before I die. It made me happy.
Let me say things. Okay, the first thing, the faster internet. Okay, that's because that's the beast surveillance grid. Okay, so basically they want the faster internet to watch you closer in real time, where they have more down to the pinpointed second of exactly what everybody's doing. And so that's the it's not about quality of life. It's about quality of surveillance. You know what I'm saying?
So I can remember Jack Van. I can remember watching Jack Van Impe like 25 years ago, and he was talking about how these supercomputers were going to be so powerful in the future that they were going to be able to track, monitor, trace in real time everything going on in the over the entire Earth. You know?
Sure. Well, you know those supercomputers that we gave helped China develop and so forth, and then we had that Rod of God stuff where we might have hit a couple. Shenzhen was one of the cities where they had the supercomputer where we might have blew up, and that was probably about a year and a half ago. But basically, you got to think about this. I was listening to an artificial intelligence guest the other day on a program, and he was talking about this. The 5G thing is a race right now anyway. We can't not develop it the way he was basically framing the argument, because the Chinese with Huawei and these other people, basically it's another arms race. And so just like the whole thing with super soldiers and the biological hacking and upgrading of humans, we're locked in a death spiral with other countries, basically, in this new kind of arms race, to where, let's say we got a hardcore Bible thumping Christian that came into the White House tomorrow and said, all this Mark of the Beast stuff, blah, 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 it's over. We're not doing it anymore. Unfortunately, the rest of the world is in this arms race, you know, already locked in it. And so basically our people have already came to the conclusion that we can't not develop this stuff, because we're in a race against boogeyman A, B, and C. You see, so that's the other argument.
Yeah, we're in a race to the destruction of the entire world, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And we can't not do it. Yeah, and we can't not do it, because the other guy's going to beat us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's goofy as hell, but, you know, it's a trip. So Ken says EMP may be a good thing in the long run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in a way. So, of course, you can imagine it would be horrific, though. You just imagine the grid going down and a bunch of – it'd be like one of those zombie movies or something after a while, within a few weeks. I mean, you imagine no gas, no fuel, no computer. I mean, people would go nuts, man. It would be a nightmare scenario. But, yeah, if I was out in the middle of nowhere – I guess that's maybe the best place to be. Find yourself a natural water source out in the middle of nowhere by a creek, and yeah, I don't know, man.
It seems
pretty hopeless.
Yeah, I
envy these people that have a faith in God and the afterlife and going to heaven and all that. I want to believe. I believe there. I kind of believe. I hope there's something out there after this existence, but. I don't know.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts on this ratcheting up of the rhetoric, Frank, with the impeachment and the Civil War stuff? And what are you thinking right now? How you looking at it unfolding?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I take it all with a dose of skepticism as far as any kind of polling. But yeah, I heard William Gein the other night read that poll, 70% of Americans think that the U.S. is on the verge of civil war, and yeah, it is hard to watch, though. I mean, just the open criminality of all the officials and people, and from the lowest to the highest levels of our government, the principals are having sex with underage kids around here. I mean, women are. Women principals
I saw a 65-year-old. Hey, I saw a 65-year-old teacher just got busted, a female having sex with a 17-year-old boy.
It's just open, just twisted perversion and criminality and abuse of power, and it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
It is. What do you think about this pushing guys like you and I, Frank, with this, with all this drag queen crap and just the pushing this pedophilia stuff on the kids? And I mean, they want good old, just regular old American guys, veterans, and so they want us to snap. But I keep trying to tell the audience, man, wait till you get your sign, man, wherever it comes from, to where you know it's time, because don't go snap it and just go do something stupid and then lose what little freedom of movement you have here inside the continental U.S. until you could be used of something bigger and better.
Yeah, you gotta play it smart. You gotta hold your cards and play it smart. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah. Anything else, man? And what else on your mind?
Well, I mean, I'm, as long as you ask. You still monitor some Alex Jones, apparently. Was there any footnote on there about, hey, you know, this guy had been reported, you know, killed, taken out, other times in the past years, you know, as far as Daddy.
Oh, but you know who did? It was David Knight. David Knight actually tore into the whole Al Baghdadi kind of how many times they're going to roll this guy out to be killed and so forth and so on. So Alex really didn't go into it. He kind of, he said he thought he really killed him and so forth. So he's on the Trump kind of propaganda party line. A lot of people, though, came off and said, wait a minute, how many times is this guy going to get whacked? You know, how many times are you going to pull the boogeyman out of the closet on us, you know? And so it's kind of good. I think enough people got on it and was like, hey, wait a minute. Now, you know, just because it's Trump saying it and some people have some kind of positive feelings about some of the things Trump does, it doesn't mean that, you know, necessarily they're going to give him a free pass on, you know, Bin Laden 2.0, dump him at sea type thing. He died like...
Well, good for David Knight. I always said David Knight had the most integrity of anybody over there associated with the InfoWars operation.
Yeah, I do too. What were you saying, Ken? Well, they just did the raid, alleged. Oh, right. Yeah, so Ken was basically saying that there was no claims that he had been killed on Trump's watch. No, that was previously, I believe. Since Trump has been president, I don't remember anybody saying, we got Baghdadi. I think that was all under Obama, like they did it two or three times.
Yeah, I remember hearing the name. Oh, I just remember hearing the name over and over throughout the years, and I remember us laughing about it, like, oh God, they've dragged him out again. Why don't they just get a new guy, a new boogeyman? You know, I mean, what are they going to do if Trump brings him out in a second term, 3 or 4 years from now, and says, hey, they got him? I mean, they're still going to just go along with it like it's breaking news?
Yeah, well, basically, with that picture of Trump and those guys in the Situation Room, and there was a big cable unplugged from one of the phones, there was people trying to say that was the cable that has to do with, basically, they know that the Baghdadi thing, that he was one of our, let's just say, apparatchiks or something like that. So they're trying to decode the picture. You know, some of these people dig into everything, man, and these people on 4chan. And
yeah, I mean, I've heard, so, I mean, I think a lot of us have heard his real name is Simon Elliott. You know, he's a Jew.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting the boogeyman. Synthetic terrorism. And I agree with you on the whole Muslim thing, though. I agree with you on that, the Islam and the dogs, man. I'm a big dog lover. That's one of the only reasons to, I mean, that's one of the only beautiful things, left, in the world, quite frankly. That's one of the things I take joy in, is,
yeah, me too.
Good dog.
Well, yeah, the animal kingdom, which especially with the dog, though, there's no guile in a dog. Like I know you're kind of like agnostic or whatever, but the way I look at it is like God programmed these beings to be so loyal to mankind, and then for somebody to say, you know, Allah, the Lord of the world, blah blah blah, he doesn't like dogs. Well, wait a minute. If this God of yours, this being, is the God of the created the entire universe, how's he not going to like part of his own creation, one of the animal kingdom, one of the what I think is one of the, like, up there at the highest levels of the animal kingdom as far as a friend to mankind? I mean, it's insane. The species itself is so awesome that, I mean, it's just like you said, it's one of the little parts of purity left in this ravaged, trashed out world that we live in.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a good dog. Sorry to the cat people, but man, a good loyal dog is a great companion, man.
Yeah, that's true, man. All right, anything else?
That'll do it, man.
All right, Frank, thanks for calling. Good talking to you, bro. All right, so let me finish up with some headlines, last couple minutes we got left. So, Gateway Pundit, boom, President Trump warns Democrats on top deep state witness Alexander Vindman. Well, you'll be seeing very soon what comes out. Okay, another Obama judge, a Jewish guy, Michael Simon, it looks like, blocks President Trump's order, sticks U.S. taxpayers with medical bills from broke migrants. That's... nothing surprising there. Ilhan Omar at a Bernie rally. I'm beyond honored and excited for a president who will fight against Western imperialism. Yeah, dump her back in her home country. They'll string her butt up in half a second. She's screwing a white guy outside of her marriage. Oh, they'll take good care of her in Somalia. The next shoe in the farm crisis drops. Bankruptcy soar 24% with record high debt, collapsing farm income, and depressed commodity prices. U.S. farmers are dropping like flies. And then guess who's going to come in? The corporate and the Chinese big mass farms. They're going to destroy your environment and everything else. The age of rage and days of global unrest now upon us are signs of great upheaval ahead, with America in a death spiral being herded towards the end of the age. That's on All News Pipeline. Stunning video shows great American eclipse from the edge of space after engineers send camera 165,000 feet into the stratosphere on a weather balloon. And it says it shows the Earth's curvature. Okay. For those the flat earthers, you can all argue about that. California is still burning like hell. South Africa experiencing its worst drought in 1,000 years. A lot of going on, folks. There's the music. End of the show. Thanks for all the callers. Ken, thanks for running the board. See y'all next week. Incendiary Radio, Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the network, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender. lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.